The media, myself included, will coin the term dream team when it comes to those who are entitled and entrusted to defend Casey Anthony. Casey Anthony is entitled to the best defense that she can receive. And those on the dream team that come forward, names like Bodden and Lee and others who we've heard of in other high-profile cases like Phil Spector and O.J. Simpson, will do their best to discredit whatever evidence the district attorney and the investigators can come forward. But what the real story here is, and we will hear about it now for probably months, if not years, is that a little girl named Kaylee Anthony lost her life. That her mother allegedly took that life. There may be an accomplice, there may not be, we don't know. The skeptics will come forward, the conspiracy people will come forward, the talking heads who know nothing about the case will come forward. But the whole picture is we keep losing young people in this world. Parents are killing their children. There's something wrong. And it's time that society took a long, hard look at that situation. Some mothers shouldn't be mothers. Some parents shouldn't be parents. And it's up to the system to try and prevent these cases. Kaylee Anthony is in a much better place right now. Others may not be. They may be laying in a garbage bag in a field somewhere. It's up to investigators, it's up to judges, police officers, and everyone involved to do what they can to protect children. Children have to be protected. They are our future. And parents that take their children from this earth and kill them don't deserve any sort of dream team, but they have to have that opportunity. My name's Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.